All right, Carson Anderson, 97.1. Boy, we had a whole show, all kinds of different stuff planned to talk about. And then, bam! Dusty May bolts for the Mavs. Kind of undermines what we had planned, but that's, hey, breaking news on our show. And it sucks, okay, for Michigan fans. There's another fan base that seems to be pretty pleased about what just went down. At the end of the day, it is it's a blow to Michigan basketball. I talked to somebody who said Dusty May is saying it's a college game. He doesn't want to do the college game's driving him away. There are stuff that college coaches have to deal with now they never did before. The thing is, he was so successful under these rules. Such an odd way to have this come to an end, but we await for more details, including how much money it is. Because there is a possibility that he just doesn't want to say. It's about the money.
I think it's definitely about money. I think that's a huge factor in it.
Well, I don't think you'd leave for the same money.
No. And when you see the contract, whenever they announce it in Dallas, I think we're all going to be, oh, well, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Look at that. It's a 5-year, $55 million deal. Sure, it makes sense.
248-539-9797. All right, so this morning, there's a lot of reporting and rumors and everything floating around over the weekend that the Pistons were going to be involved in a trade. It was a three-team trade, or sometimes it was rumored to be a four-team trade, where the Pistons would be giving up something. There were different rumors. Ron Holland was part of it. The pick at 21 was part of it. Then there were rumors that both Ron Holland, the pick in 21, and Isaiah Stewart were included. And what Detroit was getting back was Tyler Hero. Now, because there were so many different rumors, I didn't really believe anything. We get rumors all the time. But this morning, Shams Charania went on ESPN and had this update on a Giannis trade to either Boston or Miami. And here, listen to what he says. Okay. That's the part that it pertains to us. Apparently, Detroit isn't necessary to make a three-team deal. They don't need a third team. And I realized how disappointed I was. So we're not getting Tyler Hero? And, you know, look, I thought the price tag of one of the rumored trades of Isaiah Stewart, Ron Holland, and a first and the pick at 21 for Tyler Hero was way too much. Way too much. But when it was just Ron Holland, I could accept it. I feel like the pick at 21 or Ron Holland needs to be used to facilitate a trade with New Orleans for Trey Murphy or Brooklyn for Michael Porter Jr. I don't want to give up both of those assets to get Tyler Hero. Now, maybe I don't get the choice. You don't always get the choice. But maybe it's all off the table at this point.
Well, it sounds like it is. And while you're having, you know, you're swimming in the pool of regret here.
Yeah. I realized it when you told me the trade's off. When Sham said that this morning, I'm like, oh, damn.
I'm kind of in the pool of relief.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not a big Tyler Hero fan as much as you are. I don't mind him. I think he's obviously a great shooter. But it is remarkable when you look at his career where he has spent six playoff seasons with Miami out of his 7 years in the league. The only year he didn't make the playoffs was this past year. In those six seasons, the drop-off for his production from the regular season to the postseason is dramatic. So it's not like a one-year or a two-year thing that you can look at like with Jalen Duren, or if you wanted to look at that with anybody else, with Tobias Harris, where he had one or two bad postseasons, and then you know everything else is where he was. This is dramatic. This is a guy who's averaging over 20 points a game in the regular season, and in the postseason, it drops down to 14.5 points. That's pretty big. His shooting percentage from three-point drops from like 37-38% down to 32-33% in the postseason. So I'm not as warm to the idea of adding him to the team as you are. He might be an overall better player than, say, Duncan Robinson, maybe more reliable with his defensive abilities and all that. But that's not the one that I wanted to chase. When you hear Trey Murphy, I want to chase that. When you hear Michael Porter Jr., we talked about that going to the trade deadline. Yeah, I'd like to chase that. When I listened to you on Friday, when I was out and heard the Austin Reaves stuff, I was like, whoa, is that really a possibility? Austin Reaves? But I'm not sure if you can get an Austin Reaves done, a deal done, without saying goodbye to Jalen Duren, because it, you have money match. I mean, it's just Jalen Duren's going to cost you a bunch of money, and Austin Reaves is going to cost you, what, $40 million a year at least?
So two comments. One is, I understand your concerns about Tyler Hero. I want him anyway, because I don't know that that's a perfect indicator of future success. Two is, I think the guy is a little bit better version of Duncan Robinson in almost everything he does, and a significantly better ball handler and creator. With that said, I understand your trepidation. If he were perfect, he probably wouldn't be on the market. But he's not perfect necessarily. It's not a perfect resume. But at the end of the day, I think they'd be better off with him in that primary shooting role. Secondly is, I'm in favor of acquiring, because when this first started, it wasn't Holland and the pick at 21. I feel like in a New Orleans trade or a Brooklyn trade, you have to include multiple draft picks, including probably this one, this year at 21. And those would be centerpieces I'd like to see go. So I didn't want to give up both assets, because I'd like to get Hero and Trey Murphy, or Hero and Michael Porter Jr., or Hero and Austin Reaves. And I was surprised to see the Pistons involved with Austin Reaves, but I think they're pretty well committed to keeping Duren. That seems pretty clear to me. Yeah.
Well, and then it's real clear, because that's what the general manager said.
Yep. And then why would they out be going after Austin Reaves if they didn't think they could fit them both under the cap?
Yeah, I have a hard time believing the Austin Reaves stuff is true.
I understand why.
And the other thing is, I mean, if you're the Lakers, you're hanging on to Austin Reaves. Well,
yeah, and so, there, I mean, he might, because he has is a restricted free agent, there is a possibility that some team will just offer him an offer sheet that he can't turn down. But in the case of, that doesn't mean they can't go after Michael Porter Jr. or Trey Murphy. Because I like the idea of Cade, Hero, Trey Murphy, Asar Thompson, Jalen Duren.
Yeah, having
and
both
then you
of
wouldn't
makes,
have Tobias.
Yeah, having both of them makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Having Hero and one of those other two players, absolutely. No, then I'd feel fine about having Hero, and then, okay, we'll see what happens in the postseason when we get to it. He wouldn't be counted on to be your primary scorer. He's going to be your specialist, because you've got another guy who's a specialist in Trey Murphy or Michael Porter Jr.
248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback, Carson Anderson. Hey, the latest on Dylan Larkin. What's going on in the NHL? We'll get to that straight ahead here on 97.1.